Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the AB Motivational Radio Show with host Arlene Brown Mitchell. Changing your life, or just enhancing the way you already live it. That's our goal.
Okay, so I was able to log back in finally again. This is like the fourth time. I am so sorry. I apologize for whatever's going on with Blog Talk, that they keep cutting me off, or something is going on, most definitely. I don't know what it is, but as I was saying, that when you're older, you get to a point in life where you know a lot, and you've gone through a lot, and you have, you know, just took up with all the challenges in that life has to offer. You have to forgive me. I feel just a little bit frustrated from keeping cut off for this. You know, I had a lot of great things that I wanted to point out about being older and doing things that you haven't done when you were younger, things that you're able to do because you learned about them and you grew and you, you know, re-sculpted your body and you retrained your mind and you're able to accept other things. You know, you're able to look at things in a different light, something that you couldn't do when you were under 30. Not saying that being under 30 is bad. Of course, it's great when you're in your 20s and you're doing things and you're moving around and, you know, you have your life ahead of you, essentially. But life really begins after 30. It really begins after 30 because that's when you're stabilized. You're stabilized in your thoughts. You're stabilized in family. You're stabilized in relationships aren't completely stabilized as in you have those things. Those are things that you can get. Those are, you know, things that are waiting to come up that you can experience with all kinds of other things. As I was saying, you know, to put up on the profile, I was saying if you look at some of the people who most powerful, who are the most influential people, you'll find that they are older people. They're not all extremely young. You know, there are a lot are in their in their 70s, and they know the game. They know how to do things. They know who to talk to. They know how to have things happen. And that's why I'm saying that being older is not necessarily a terrible thing. It's not like you have to sit back and you have to be in a rocking chair anymore. You know, you can be a grandmother or a grandfather, and you can be ice skating now the way things are, the way the older set of people, the older crowd, you know, the way they're doing things now, they're just as young as the young crowd. I've seen so much and so many of them, you know, just getting out there and taking one day at a time. And they're actually, a lot of them are less stressful than some of the younger ones who are trying to gain what they need to gain and do the things that they need to do. You know, that whole job, family, get a house, get a car, have the right type of friends and all of that. All of those things actually do take time unless you're the type of person that you've been going to school with like a best friend or a group of friends who are best friends. Or if you're going to a prestigious school where it's just taught, like Harvard taught, that, you know, you all get together and you help each other throughout your lives. After you come out of, you kind of sort of stay in touch. Those are those sororities and things like that. But for the most part of it, the whole thing about looking in the mirror and you see some gray hair and you think that life is over, it's not. It's just beginning. Just get some hair dye if you really feel you don't like the gray. Cover it and just keep moving on and doing all kinds of other things. You know, I'm very, very impressed myself by people who are older, and because they have a lot of knowledge and they have a lot of wisdom about them. And everyone, well, with the exception of a few, but everyone I've spoken to still has goals. They have dreams. They, you know, although people don't see things the way they see things, but they still have them. And a lot of them are still getting things done. And you can't, there's no way, no way at all that you can't say make you happy or that can't make you successful. If you're 50 and you're out there and you're still wheeling and dealing and, you know, making things happen across the desk, or you're just getting married at 50, because people are still getting married in older ages. They're realizing there's no reason not to. Or if you're just getting into a relationship, if marriage is not the answer, if you're just getting into a relationship, you know, of course, it takes a different road because there are other things to consider, you know, like where the person is in life, in the sense of saying, are they settled to the point where they can accept someone else in their life, or are they still doing something really heavy, you know, business-wise or personal-wise to change themselves? I'm sorry about that. I was sitting back. To change themselves. But ultimately, like I said, a few gray hairs or a full gray hair, it just means that you're distinguished if you're a man. If you have a full set of gray hair, it means you've been through a few things, you know, a few things, and it shows, you know, it shows. And you can still fill a suit just like a younger man. You can still fill a suit and you can still talk, walk, and do every single thing, every single thing. I know that I'm going back and forth because I'm trying to fit everything in at, I can't say it the way I had it planned out. I can tell you that because I kept getting cut off. So some things I'm switching around for that reason. But basically what I'm really, really trying to get at is don't look in the mirror and just give up and just sit back. You don't have to do that. You really don't have to do that. I mean, I know a lot of 30-year-olds and a lot of 40-year-olds, and I'm still out there moving, but I hear a lot of them say they're tired and they're frustrated and, you know, the relationship game is just not for them, you know, and all kinds of things. But it doesn't necessarily have to be the case, you know. You don't have to look forward to, oh, when I retire, because that's basically what they're saying. I'm looking forward to when I retire. And that's not something you should look forward to. You should be looking forward to a very long, healthy, vibrant, exciting life. If there's something that you haven't done yet, put it in your roster to do it. Even if you're 40, even if you're 50, you know how they're always talking about bucket lists. Why not make one? Why not make one for real and just take a little bit of cash and do something, go somewhere, you know, travel. Do, if you're a woman and you've always wanted to open up a personal business. When I say personal business, I mean something that really means something to you, as opposed to something that you know society needs or just wants. That's what I mean by personal. But if you want to do that, do that. You know, be home. You could be 50 and home and start a business. I mean, there is no end to what can be done. Because with all of the intelligence and all of the stamina, and I understand when I say stamina, I mean some people have like arthritis and different things like that. But then again, there are young people who have it as well, you know. And so that doesn't really make you old just because your bones hurt a little, or, you know, you get up a little later in the morning or something like that, because your day can still be full. It can still really be full. I'm going to take a minute right now to I thought I got cut off again, so I was looking at it. I want to take a minute right now to talk about one of my friends that's in business, and I want you to be able to check her out. Her name is Gwen Adams Evans, and she's the founder of G-Woods Productions, LLC. She does screenwriting, and she can do a whole host of things, directing, producing. But let me give that to you right now while I take a break.
Need a screenwriter for your next production? Or a ghostwriter for your book with an affordable rate? Then check out Gwendolyn D. Adams Evans. She has been in the business for years and knows exactly what you need. She can get the job done so you can do your project now. You can go here to her website at giwizproductionsllc.wix.com/GwenEvans-GA and check out what she has to offer. Don't let your production or project be put on the back burner. Get it done now and enjoy the payout. Need a screenwriter for your next production? How about a ghostwriter for your book with an...
Sorry about that. That was actually me doing something. I meant to stop it. But, yeah, if you get a chance, go to her website and check her out. Definitely, definitely she can help you out. She's known to have done quite many projects. When I say that, I mean, you know, she's done directing books. She's helped with screenplays for other people, you know, things like that. So check her out. You have to forgive me here because now I have to move everything around real quick. Yeah, so what I was saying about being older, take a moment and think about it. Definitely, definitely think about it. I'm very, very sorry about getting cut off, and it kind of sort of threw me in disarray, if you can understand that. As it was, I already was supposed to be doing two shows at the same time. But I opted to do this one, and geez, I'm going to have to really check these things out before I go on the air. I'm going to have to do run-throughs again. I was hoping I wouldn't have to do that because I was pressed for time. But if you are definitely older than 29, give some thought to what I was saying. Or, you know, at least read the captions and just think about it. And if you get a chance, if you should see the poster that I posted, and I hope you do, definitely, definitely upload it and repost it, because we need to encourage more people, many, many more people who are 30 and older and thinking, you know, this is it. I call the poster the Been There and Conquered It All Already crowd. That's the poster. And I really do think that a lot of people who are 30 and older have conquered a lot. They've came through so many things, and they've gained so much over the years, you know, of being in their 20s and coming across different situations, different people, and learning how to deal with situations that are not necessarily that good. So I see we're actually out of time, and I just dropped my thing. But I see we have, I hope to be back soon, a little bit more manageable. I really apologize for that, but I hope to be back soon, and hopefully this time I won't keep getting cut off and have to shuffle my words around so that I can try to give you everything all at once. Okay, so enjoy your day, and I hope to speak to you again soon.
Thank you for listening to the AB Motivational Radio Show, and we hope you come back next time for more life-changing information.